Encounter, Return to Titan, by Anne Bernath. At last, jettisoned from our mothercraft's safe underbelly, we fly alone. Cassini, the flagship of our tiny robotic fleet, and Huygens, a small probe it carried from Earth, separate now after 7 long years and millions of miles, race toward our mission targets, 2 mere specks of matter in this vast Saturnian system. The black canvas of space stretches away before and behind us, pinpricked with light from distant stars, and I gaze in wonder. I am a human virtual passenger on this ride, a separate entity in both time and space. But my senses argue otherwise. Special headgear envelops my eyes and ears, stimulating and immersing my brain with images and sounds of such clarity that my mind is fooled into thinking that the Huygens probe and I are one being, nearly indistinguishable. I can see the wondrous images captured by the probe's cameras. I can hear data streaming into its instruments as an electronic symphony of musical tones. I can imagine the cold vacuum surrounding us, and I shiver. Saturn lies ahead. The iconic gas giant, the ringed planet, the god of this system and its moons, dares us to approach. Cassini races toward it, the object of its mission. But our destiny waits elsewhere. We have been sent to discover the secrets of Saturn's shrouded moon, the enigma that is Titan. My heart races. Soon we will see and hear and measure what lies beneath Titan's dense cloud cover. We will discover whether its surface is liquid or solid, learn the density and composition of its atmosphere and the speed of its winds. We have carried and protected the sensitive instruments that will detect and measure and analyze. We have come prepared. We are ready. Titan beckons to us, close enough now to obscure our view of Saturn and demanding our full attention, its brown-orange atmosphere softening the limb of its halo. We hurtle towards it, unable to change our course, our fate sealed. We plunge downward into Titan's dense atmosphere, cold of space whisking away in an instant, placed by the heat of engulfing flames. I hold my virtual and physical breath. Even though I know the probe has been designed and built to withstand the heat of entry, reality is startling, the anticipation agonizing. Huygens, however, is unconcerned. The shield protecting our clamshell body resists the heat. Nominal, the instruments report. Expected. Another milestone reached in our long sequence of events. We drop into the cold, dense vapors, rich with odors, our speed reduced, but not enough. Proximity sensors triggering a new set of instructions. We deploy our first parachute. As if we had dropped through the floor of one level to the ceiling of another, we break through the clouds, slipping underneath Titan's opaque blanket of haze and finally peering at its russet-colored, feature-rich surface. We had prepared a wave analyzer in case we landed in liquid, but our surface science package determines that the surface below us is solid. Our first mystery unveiled. We take pictures. My human lip hurts, and I realize I have been biting it in anxious expectation. As the ridges of distant hills, rippling sand dunes, and channels where liquid methane once flowed to an ancient shoreline resolve before our eyes, I can hardly breathe. The symphony of data swells into a cacophony as sensors flood with new input. We drift over Titan's landscape, our second and third parachutes continuing to slow our descent, the winds carrying us in one direction and then another, like a slowly deflating balloon. As we rotate, we capture images in both visible and infrared light that will be stitched together into mosaics once received back on Earth. The cloud layer now high above our heads, we switch on a lamp to augment the weak sunlight. We can see the horizon, the underside of the cloud deck, the finer details of the ground below as we descend, and then with one last gentle tug, Titan pulls us down onto its surface. According to our internal clock, our descent took more than 2 hours, a small measure of time relative to our long journey. Our landing site resembles a dry lake bed, rocks of hydrocarbon-coated water ice of various sizes strewn across the orange-brown dirt. One of our parachutes casts its shadow on the ground in front of us as it detaches and floats away. We send a status report to Cassini. On the surface, still alive. We transmit a stream of data to relay onward, hoping that every spectacular moment makes the long, multi-stage journey in its entirety, from Huygens to Cassini, to giant telescopes strategically positioned around Earth's globe, to mission operations, to our creators. We continue to transmit, sitting here among the rocks. Here is where we will live out our final 72 minutes. Our batteries will drain, and we will be left without power. Until then, we will continue listening to and measuring the wind, identifying the chemicals in the nitrogen-rich atmosphere, heating and analyzing trapped samples of aerosol particles, and sending our reports skyward. This was our mission. We have succeeded. But we are alone. The scene flickers, turns to black. The mission playback has ended. Slowly, reluctantly, I remove the headgear. Blood rushes back into my arms and legs like thousands of burning needles exploring new pathways into my resistant flesh. I draw in a breath. Almost 2 decades have passed since Huygens landed on Titan. Advanced virtual reality technology allowed me to relive the experience using augmented mission data from Huygens and Cassini as a test for future missions. I hold the device in my hands, not ready to relinquish it, my mind with Huygens, picturing the small machine still sitting in its resting place, still holding the record for the most distant landing from Earth, the only landing in the outer solar system. We had built the little probe with such care. Space hardened the craft to endure the harshness and radiation of space, to resist the heat of entry and the gusting winds during descent, to protect itself during a touchdown onto a surface we could only imagine, and protected its suite of science instruments and sensors with a hard shell. We named it after one of our most brilliant scientists, then strapped the complex, amazing machine to Cassini's belly to hitch a ride to Titan. We had provided everything the probe needed for a successful mission. What we hadn't provided, however, was a means for it to come home. Pang takes form in my gut and radiates upward into my chest and around my heart. "Good job, Huygens," I whisper, as if it could possibly hear me, as if it were still a part of me. "We did good."